pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Awesome.
Now we'll give two of these.
This is ridiculous.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett, present. Mr. DeDominick?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
I'm going to start with item two, board report. This is the portion of the meeting where we share what's going on in each of our buildings. So I'm going to start with the primary. The primary staff would like to thank all of the parents for their help as volunteers during Right to Read Week and book fairs this school year. We appreciate their willingness to help all year long and support the Panther Way. We would like to congratulate the Norton Developmental Preschool for earning 100% on the unannounced license inspection. Great job. Great job. Well done. Some additional end of year dates. May 14th is a kindergarten field trip to the Akron Zoo. May 17th is a kindergarten field day in the front yard at 1 o'clock p.m. May 21st is kindergarten end of year performance at 6 o'clock p.m. at Norton High School Performing Arts Center. May 29th is a preschool graduation at 6 o'clock p.m. at Grace Church Norton Campus. And lastly, for the primary, May 30th is preschool field day at Columbia Woods and the last day of school for them. So now Mrs. Stats is going to talk about NES and the middle school.
The Norton Elementary School will celebrate field day this week. Grades 1 and 2 will participate on Tuesday, May 14th. And grades 3 and 4 will participate on Wednesday, May 15th. All events will be held at the Norton High School Stadium, and this event is open to parents. Fourth graders will participate in middle school transition activities on May 17th. Students will learn about expectations for middle school, meet members of the middle school team, and have the opportunity to ask questions. Fourth graders will celebrate the end of year by taking a trip to Sluggers and Putters on May 20th. Second graders will be taking a field trip to the Akron Zoo on May 28th. The last day of school for all students at the elementary school is Thursday, May 30th.
Wait, I'll start. Did you change the dates of your field day?
Yes, so due to weather, the first and second grade field day has been moved to Thursday.
Okay. And then for Norton Middle School, the end of year activities are in full swing at Norton Middle School. Final music performances are underway. The band completed their music festival at Columbia Woods, and choirs will have a final concert on May 16th. Our student groups are experiencing multiple field trips, including Cedar Point, the Cleveland Zoo, the Akron Rubber Ducks, and the Great Lakes Science Center. We will wrap up the year with our final PBIS reward day with inflatables and popsicles, as well as a dodgeball tournament. Fourth graders will be invited to tour the middle school and ask our eighth grade pals questions on May 17th during the school day. Eighth grade recognition will be on May 29th at 9 a.m. We would like to thank our eighth grade students and families for a fabulous 4 years, and we wish them well as they move on to the high school.
All right, and speaking of the high school, seven students, and I hope I don't mispronounce any of their names, Jack Pasternak, Max Colwell, Jenna Dickens, Matthew Kuntz, Ashlyn Wisner, Cole Bittner, and Ryan Van Cleve are part of the M3 Percussion Ensemble, who were crowned WGI Independent Class A World Champions at the University of Dayton on April 20th. Congratulations to our music department for another great performance. That's fantastic. We have also several, yes. Several athletic achievements to recognize. Ryan Erler set a school record in the 800 meter run. That kid is a fabulous runner.
He actually broke it again since I sent them to
He me. Did?
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
At second, wait, at the MAC?
No, I think even in between that one and the MAC, he just keeps adding. Right?
Oh, and he set a record in the Panther run on Saturday. Yes.
Wow.
So. Noah Willig was awarded the offensive MVP of the prestigious All-North-South All-Star football game on April 27th, so congratulations to him. Boys tennis won the MAC championship by sweeping all five matches and winning the title unanimously. The seniors' honors banquet was held last Thursday. 56 students, approximately one-third of the class, have a 3.8 and above, so congratulations to them. Graduation ceremonies will take place on Sunday, May 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. in the stadium. Lord willing, there's no rain. Student names will be announced by Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Megan Sauer, and we will look forward to a wonderful ceremony. And congratulations to the class of 2024. Wow. Now we will move on to... Item 3, Treasurer's Report.
You'll see on the agenda, we have a roof bid. We've talked about this before at NES with the leaking. We went out for bid for that. The bid came in significantly higher than what we had anticipated. So we accepted the bid from the lowest bidder, and then we've asked them to value engineer part of that out. We're going to only replace, we won't replace the northwest corner of the building, Brady. That's the least wet part. We will replace all the parts that are wet. That will get handled, and then we'll work on the next one probably next summer. It's going to end up costing us $315,800. Their bid came in at almost $450,000, and that was not enough money that we had set aside for that. So we'll be working diligently on that one this summer. Hopefully you'll stay dry.
Thank you. Under item 4, superintendent reports.
I don't have anything. I was just going to do student of the month.
Okay, then let's move on to student of the month.
All right, so we'll start student of the month. Mr. Morris, your student of the month is not here, correct?
That is right.
A little bit under the weather. They're going to get a whole month to themselves.
Next
summer,
month.
Everybody will be here. It's a very exciting summer one, so we'll see your kid in June.
We'll make sure we make it extra special. Since we'll
I was going to give the principals that one off, but you'll have to show. So now you can. Sorry. All right, we'll go with NES, Mr. Sackett.
Sure.
Second opportunity to show off Emmy here. Emmy Noble is our Norton Elementary School Student of the Month, first grader. She is a little cheerleader. And when I had the opportunity to talk to her and ask about her favorite things about school, she walks around like everything's her favorite. She had to think. She was like, you know what, this is hard. And she finally came down to number one is her friends. You know, and I think, her classmates generally, but her friends at recess. And a close second was Mrs. Bryant, her teacher. So comes to school every day, loves her friends, loves her teacher. Mrs. Bryant, tell us more.
So when it was my turn to pick student of the month, like, it was an automatic choice. And I'm looking out at all these educators out here, you're going to know this girl. She is, we're doing our new Panther Way. She is already at 7 walking her Panther Way every single day. She is meeting all her learning goals. She's reading chapter books for fun at home. I have picture proof. She is 100% always doing the right thing. There's that saying that says, do the right thing even when no one's looking. She embodies that. Like, sometimes I have to look for her. I'm like, where's Emmy? And she's always doing exactly what she should be doing every single time. She's very humble. She doesn't show it off. She doesn't brag about it. She doesn't put it out there. She just does it. She's on all the time. So I asked the class, I presented Emmy to them. I said, I picked Emmy as student of the month. Not one kid looked sad. And I said, can anybody tell me why they think I chose Emmy? Every hand went up. And they said really cool things, didn't they? Like, really cool things. A lot of things that I want to know. One of the things was, Emmy's never gotten a flame all school year. Not once have I ever had to say, like, you're talking when you shouldn't be, you shouldn't have done that. She's never gotten a spleen. I've gotten spleens, and Emmy has not. So she is just that kid. And people were like, she's always focused, she always listens. But the most amazing thing that came through that conversation for me was all the kids telling me what Emmy has done for them throughout this year that I had no idea. Like, one time I was alone at recess and I was crying and Emmy came and found me. Emmy helps me when I don't understand something I'm doing. So she's just like this light within her class. One of my little girls followed me around all day, tugging on me, telling me multiple things about Emmy. The other great thing about Emmy is like she's doing all these things. She can communicate for herself. She can advocate for herself when she needs to. She knows what's when it's important, which we've dealt with some things. She knows when it's not, and she can help other kids see that. So many great things about Emmy, but I don't want you to think Emmy isn't fun. Emmy has the best dance moves I've ever seen. Right? Yeah, she's so good. So I'm gonna tell two little quick stories about Emmy before we wrap it up, okay? One of them was, we were doing something and we were all on the carpet and I'm pulling the equity sticks to pull names, to answer questions. And I look down at Emmy and she's got her fingers crossed, she's got her toes crossed, and she's just like praying that I'm gonna call on her. And of course, I pretended I had Emmy's stick and called her immediately. She just wanted to share so bad, but she knows not to shout out, she knows not to jump over other people's turns, but she wanted that answer so bad. So that was another, now I'm gonna tell a funny story. So Emmy was talking to Mrs. Weaver and talking about school, like how do you like school and everything, and how do you like the teacher, and she told Mrs. Weaver I was straight, and then Emmy said to Mrs. Weaver, totally seriously, and I think Mrs. Bryant's really strong. I haven't seen her in a muscle shirt yet, but I
think she's right? Oh my gosh.
So as you are all looking at Miss Emmy here, I pray that you get to meet her on her Panther Way, because I think she's gonna do great things. She's an amazing person. Aww.
We will go with Mrs. Snowden. She's ready.
All right, my favorite part is bringing middle school kids up in front of a group of people, because all middle school kids like it when everybody is here. Turn it a little bit red. So we're gonna make it quick, okay? Mesa, we are so proud of you for being Student of the Month. I've been in this building for 3 years, so I've seen Mason since he was a lot smaller than he is right now. He has shot up physically. He is also, and I think people in this room will agree, just his maturity in the last 3 years has been amazing. His ability to really focus on his work, to accept challenges, to see adversity with friends, and just be that mature, responsible role model for his peers. He is just such a great kid. So Ms. Evans is here, she's a Spanish teacher. She's also gonna speak about Mason.
I do, and I have notes. Okay, so first we wanna say that Mason is the kind of kid that every teacher loves having, and that is not just because like he works hard, but he does work hard, but every single day in class, he is always asking somebody, like, do you want to work with me? I'll be your partner, like, blah, 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 those types of things that everybody loves. And then he asks questions, and he's focused, and he does what he needs to get done. There are so many times in a day where I can look at a kid and be like, get off the game, see what you need to do, close out your tab on Go Guardian. I've never had to do that for Mason. He is always on task, getting done what he needs to get done. And it is fantastic. And yeah, I think like the main thing that we wanted to point out is his ability to just like work well with others and always be the one to say, let's be partners, let's work in a group. So I kept it short for you, but.
All right, best for last.
So I have two seniors with me here tonight. I'll introduce them in just a minute, but I actually wanted to start off by saying, you know, it's so interesting with the senior class, because this group is, they were in eighth grade when we had the shutdown, and here they are now 4 years later. As a matter of fact, I remember, Mrs. Kalo, you being part of that group that we gathered in virtually over the summer to kind of talk about Norton City Schools and where we're going and what we're going to be doing. And this group, this senior group, has really thrived through the years. We talk about these accomplishments. I know Mrs. Bennett had read some of them. But when you look back over the 4 years, and everything that your class has accomplished, from the musicals that you guys have produced, to the athletic achievements, to the academic achievements, all the way up to the honors banquet the other night. It's just amazing. And these two, of course, are just a microcosm of the group as a whole, just outstanding. So this is Samantha Woodard. She is our Career Tech Student of the Month for the month of May. And this is Logan Kalo, and he is our regular student of the month. So I'm gonna start with Samantha. So Samantha is in the Diversified Medical Technologies program over at Wasserman, which is a pretty new program. It's only a couple of years old. It's a very popular program, though, and a lot of students are going into it. She is not only in it, but she recently won gold medal for phlebotomy at the Skills USA competition in Columbus. We need to give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
State of Ohio, so that is no small thing. So she's obviously, she's a cheerleader, she's a member of Key Club, Pep Club. She's also a dual member, one of the few dual members of both National Honor Society and National Technical Career Tech Honor Society as well. And I'm gonna let her tell you what her future plan is. Don't be nervous.
Next year I'm going to Kent State to study nursing.
All right, so obviously, she's got a bright future ahead of her. She's a wonderful young lady. She's going to make a great nurse as well. And of course, nurses are very much needed in society. So hurry up through your studies because they need to get you out there. So congratulations.
Samantha,
to stay here with you just a minute. And then we have Logan. So Logan, of course, is a young man who, he's actually worked for the school. He's one of our TQWE students, very well versed in technology, obviously worked for Mrs. Wagler, has done a great job there. He's a member of the bowling team. Also loves pickleball in your spare time, okay? Member of National Honor Society as well. But Logan is, first of all, correct me if I'm wrong, he's grown like a foot since he came to Iowa. I don't remember when you were a freshman kind of looking me in the eye here, but he's obviously grown, but he's such an outgoing and just outstanding young man. What I love about Logan is you know he is one of those young people that whether you're talking to him face-to-face like this or you turn around and walk the other way, he is the same person all the time. He's genuine, he's honest, and we are going to miss you, and we're going to miss you at Norton High School. But I do want to give you the opportunity, of course, to say what your future plans are as well.
So after high school, I plan to attend the University of Akron and major in actuarial science. So
which is?
Math and statistics.
There you go. It's probably a good major if you have to explain to people what it is. So congratulations to both of you. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so now we're going to take a brief recess so that we can congratulate all the students of the month. So if they would come back up here over here with for a picture, and then we have a yard sign for you, so
don't forget your yard sign. We pile them up.
Under item 6, do we have any public participation?
NCTA would like to address the board, please.
Okay, give me a second. I got to read the rules, okay? It's long. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand and state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind, we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students who have all left right now, but at this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of the board meeting. Please do not use the individual employee names in this forum. You can speak at the podium if you'd like. Thank you. You can move it if you'd like, or you can just, you know, however you're comfortable.
I have time around my phone.
I won't have to gong you then?
Gong.
Okay.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Leadership is not easy, especially in the view of all stakeholders. Leaders are held to high standards and must endure the criticism and critique of those stakeholders. When I make a mistake in my classroom, believe me, I can tell you there's nothing more cruel than a seventh grader. That was a laugh. Leaders must also manage tension. Tension is not always a bad thing. In our physical world, tension is a force that brings about balance. As teachers, we manage tension every day in our classroom in the form of classroom management, and that makes each student feel valued and respected. Unfortunately, the tension between the board and the Norton Classroom Teachers Association has become unbalanced. The current status of our contract negotiations have left members of the association feeling unsupported, disrespected by our leadership. As teachers, we strive every day to create a classroom atmosphere that is conducive to getting the most out of our students. Classroom atmosphere is so important that it's part of our formal evaluations. How can a teacher strive for this when feeling unsupported by our leadership? When our district is facing policy and paradigm changes, it is common for our leaders to investigate what other districts are doing. This research allows continuity and stability. This benefits our students because teachers understand what is being asked of them and is consistent with the surrounding districts. This builds safety and trust. When it comes to negotiating the Teachers Association contract, our negotiation team does the same thing. They've spent countless hours combing through contracts of other districts to create proposals that are fair and equitable. A fair and equitable contract shows that the leadership values their human capital. Unfortunately, in negotiations this past week, which happened to be Teacher Appreciation Week, between our board leadership and our membership of our association did not result in a fair and equitable contract. This is leaving the members of the Teachers Association feeling disrespected and devalued. It is disappointing to have this at the end of the school year, to end the school year on such a sour note. As we approach the end of the school year and celebrate the success of our students, we urge the board to do their due diligence and bring fair and equitable proposals that balance, so the balance is restored between us. Our parents and our students depend on we, the teachers, for balance in our classrooms. We, the teachers, depend on our leadership for the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public participation? All right, item 7, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, board business, can I have a motion to approve the resolution for the sale of 0.529 landlocked acre of land located west of South Cleveland Maslin Road, Norton, Ohio, and identified by the Summit County Fiscal Officer as permanent parcel number 46-08959 to Grace Church in Norton, Ohio, Attachment A.
Good motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Do you want to explain that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So years ago when the high school was being built, there was a parcel of land. I think they were going to, the way I understand it, they were going to expand the parking lot over by the baseball field. That's that grassy patch of land that runs up the side. Grace Church sold that property to us for $10. They asked us if they could have it back. So what a district has to do is if it's over $10,000, we would have had to send it to public auction. It came in at under $10,000. It was like $6,000 and $7,000. So we can transfer that land back normally. So this contract is just saying we're selling that land back to Grace Church for $10. So they will have it, and I've requested they put pickleball courts on it.
We have done nothing with the property. We don't need the property, so that's an easy decision, I think, for us. Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Under item 9, approval of minutes, can I motion to approve letters A through C?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, Treasurer's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through C?
So moved. Second.
Call, any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Sorry. Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, Superintendent's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement resignation, leave, termination, numbers 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
He turned down the job today.
Any discussion?
No, we need a second.
Oh, sorry.
Elisa, second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
He's distracting. Quit.
Okay. Call the roll, please. Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve administrative contracts, numbers 1 through 6?
Second.
Any discussion?
I would just like to welcome Kristen Stambaugh. She is sitting over here next to us, and she will be our new middle school assistant principal next year, so welcome.
Yes.
We'll just
normally I'd have you do a speech, but you've been
interviewed enough. Thank you. I appreciate
that.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Stats? Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Nobody
congratulations.
Talk about that.
Welcome.
And welcome, welcome to the district. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit numbers 1 and 2?
So moved.
Do you want to mention that?
Yes, I'm going to explain. Okay. Apparently,
second.
We are,
okay, go ahead.
Are not voting on number 3 as the job was not accepted. If that makes sense. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Okay, here we go. Can I have a motion to approve letters D? Through O. Did I do that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter P, can I have a motion to approve the resolution to eliminate 1, 504 coordinator position, 2, middle school teaching positions due to changes in the curriculum, course offerings, decline in student enrollment, and the abolishment of positions pursuant to Article 8 of the negotiated agreement between the Board of Education and Norton Classroom Teachers Association, the association, and revised code 33.19.17, attachment J, numbers 1 through 3.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter Q, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental positions for the 2024-2025 school year pending background check and permit check? All positions are subject to adequate participation. Item 1, Dan Stats, high school wrestling head coach.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Excuse me. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Abstain.
Motion carries 4-0 with 1 abstention. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters R through double O?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, at this time, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss employment of personnel, to discuss negotiations, and the purchase sale of property?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? call the roll, please?
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Motion carries 5-0. We will now go into executive session. I'd like to thank you all for coming. We are out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
I messed that up. I'm sorry. Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are adjourned. Thank you.